Brachas Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, HaMekadesh Bechalko, Ben Kachi Kachim, Ben Kachim Kalim, Eina Mekudesh. A Kohen who is Mekadesh and Isha, with the Chelek that he has in Korbanos. As a Kohen have a Chelek in Korbanos that are brought to them as Be'ach. Whether this Chelek that he was Mekadesh and Isha with is from Kachi Kachim, such as a Chatas or Asham, or if the Chelek was from Kachim Kalim, such as a Shlamim or a Bechor, the Kedushin is not chal. The reason being, as even though the Kohanim have a right to a chelek in the Korbanos, the chelek does not really belong to them. It belongs to Hashem. It's considered mamon gavoa. Just the Torah gives you a right to eat them, but they are not yours to be mekadesh and isha with. The Meiser Sheni, bein shoygeg bein mezid lo kidesh divrei Rabbi Meir. If you are mekadesh and isha with Meiser Sheni, whether you did so b'shoygeg, meaning that you did not realize that what you were being Mekadesh and Isha with was Meiser Sheni, or whether you did it b'mezid, you knew that it was Meiser Sheni, the Kedushin is not chal, according to Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Meir holds Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavohu. Meiser Sheni belongs to Hashem, it does not belong to you, just you have a right to eat them in Yerushalayim, but it is not yours to be Mekadesh and Isha with. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'shoygeg lo kidesh, b'mezid kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you are Mekadesh and Isha with Meiser Sheni, b'shoygeg, that you did not realize that it was Meiser Sheni, then the Kedushin is not chal. The reason being, if she would have known that what she was being Niskacha with was Meiser Sheni, she would not have agreed to the Kedushin, as it is a big tircha to bring the Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, so therefore it is a Mekach Tos, and the Kedushin is not chal. But if you are Mekadesh to Isha with Meiser Sheni, but Mezid, that both of you knew that it was Meiser Sheni, then the Kedushin is chal, as Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir. He holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyet, it belongs to the person, and therefore he has the right to be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Uve Hegdish, b'mezid kidesh, uve shoygeg lo kidesh, divi Rabbi Meir. If you are Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish, Hegdish over here is not referring to a korban, it is referring to objects that belong to Hegdish. This is called Hegdish Bedek HaBayis. According to Rabbi Meir, if you're Mekadesh the Isha, b'mezid with Hegdish, the Kedushin is chal. Now, even though the Hegdish does not belong to you, but Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Me'ila b'mezid, if you use Hegdish for your own purposes, b'mezid, then you have to bring a Korban Me'ila, and the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulin. When you use a Hegdish for your own purposes, it becomes Chulin, and therefore it belongs to you, and you can be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Of course, you would have to bring a Korban Me'ilah to repay Hegdish plus a Chaymish. But if you're Mekadesh and Isha behegdish b'shoygeg, that you did not realize that what you were using to be Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish, then the Kedushin is not chal. And certainly if you would have known that it was Hegdish, you would not have used it to be Mekadesh and Isha with it, so it is a Mekach Tov, and there is no Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'shoygeg kidesh b'mezid lo kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you are Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish b'shoygeg, then the Kedushin is chal, and since you bring a Korban Me'ilah when you use Hegdish for your own purposes b'shoygeg, then it is Yotze L'chulin, and the Kedushin is chal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not a Mekach Tos, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, she doesn't care that the Hegdish is being Yotze L'chulin and Avira is being done with the Hegdish, even so she wants the Kedushin. But if you are Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish b'mezid, then the Kedushin is not chal. The reason being, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hegdish is only Yotze L'chulin if you use it b'shoygeg, but if you use it b'mezid for your own purposes, the Hegdish does not become chulin when you use it, and you do not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. So therefore, since you are Mekadesh b'mezid, so the Hegdish never went l'chulin, it remains Hegdish, so therefore it does not belong to you, and you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, HaMekadesh B'Orla. Somebody who is Mekadesh and Isha with Orla, which is a fruit that grows on a tree for the first 3 years, and it is Usur Bana, you are not allowed to derive benefit from it, but Klaya Karen, or he was Mekadesh and Isha with Klaya Karen, somebody planted a vineyard next to other plants, and it becomes Usur Bana, Bishor Hanisko, or he was Mekadesh and Isha with a shore that was stoned, and the shore killed a person, and there is a Chiev to stone the shore, and it is Usur Bana, Ube Egla Rufa. He was Mekadesh and Isha with an Egla Rufa, that is an Egla that was beheaded by the Nachal Esam, in a case where they found somebody that was killed and they don't know who killed them. It is Usur Bahana B'Tzipare Mitzur. to Makadesh and Isha with the birds of a Metzora. That is, when a Metzora becomes tar, they take two birds. One of them is shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash, and one of them is sent away. And they are Asur Bana. Even the one that is sent away is Asur Bana until you send it. Uvisar Nazir. Or he was Makadesh and Isha with the hair of a Nazir. When a Nazir becomes tar, he shaves off his hair, and then the din is to burn the hair, and the hair is Asur Bana. Uvipeter Chamor. Or he was Makadesh and Isha with Peter Chamor. That is a firstborn donkey, which, if you decide not to give the set to the Kohen, then you have to break the neck of the Chamor, and the Chamor is Asur Bana. Uvibasar Pachalot. Or you are Makadesh and Isha with Basar that was cooked together with milk. It is Asur Bana. Uvichulin Shenishchatu Ba'azar. Eina Mekudashes. Or he was Makadesh and Isha with Chulin that was shechted in the Azara. He took a behema that was not a korban and shechted it inside the Azara. It is Asur Bana. In all these cases, the Kedushin is Nachal, is all these things, since you are not allowed to derive benefit from any of them, it has no value, and therefore you cannot be Makadesh and Isha with something that has no value. Machron Vekidesh B'dmeyem Mekudeshes. But if you sell any of the above things, and you're Makadesh and Isha with the money that you receive from the sale, then the Kedushin is Chal, as even though the above things are Asur Bahana, when you sell them, the money that you receive from the sale is not Asur Bahana, and therefore you could be Makadesh and Isha with it.